Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. It's Wednesday, 30th of March. Another month has flown past. Today, we're talking the recession. Is it baked in? And what next? On Monday, we talked to asset performance in a stagflationary environment. Since then, we've seen nearly the entire spectrum of US Treasury bonds invert, an event with a 100% track record of ushering in a new recession. So, what does a recession look like? As flagged on Monday as well, we're sharing previous charts from the upcoming In Gold We Trust report. Topically, they present just that. An inverted curve is simply the market saying they expect lower rates in the future. Oops, from the Fed, who realise they've crashed the party, hiking and then aggressively cut and loosen even further. And before you think, well, it's not like a recession is tomorrow, history shows equities fall into a recession, not just in it. Part of that consumer sentiment is inextricably linked and, too, is flagging that recession is dead ahead. You'll note in the first yield curve chart that we're showing today, above the protracted bottoming after 1994. Could the same happen this time, you may ask? In 1994, the Fed chair Alan Greenspan acted early and fast and engaged a soft landing in 1995, albeit with much lower inflation and a much harder starting point. Joe Carson, who's the former chief economist at AllianceBernstein, lays out why Powell will see the opposite. Policymakers' 2022 playbook is a wing and a prayer strategy, hoping for a good outcome, but unwilling to apply sufficient monetary restraint to get a good result. Current projections show a peak Fed funds rate of 2.8% at the end of 2023, or less than half of today's inflation rate. Soft landings at 1994 and 1984 came about with policy rates 300 to 600 basis points above inflation. That's right. They had policy rates 300 to 600 basis points above the inflation point. If lifting nominal interest rates well above inflation helped engineer a soft landing in the past, what are the odds of achieving a soft landing by doing the opposite? Close to zero, in my view. Also, policymakers expect the jobless rate to be even lower at the end of 2023. That's 3.5% is what they're predicting. So how does the Fed expect to break the wage price cycle, or the Phillips curve, without cracking or creating slack in the labour markets? Fed Chair Jerome Powell has often said monetary policy is not on a preset course. Yet, it's on a preset path to fail this time, as long as it lets inflation linger and keeps policy rates too low. Investors, be forewarned. The Fed often talks to the two golden rules of the Phillips curve, principally between rates and unemployment, and the Taylor rule, which is rates, inflation, and GDP. Whilst the Phillips curve, as referenced by Carson, is screaming higher rates, they pale compared to the Taylor rule, which is indicating rates need to be a whopping 11.55% to get back to what is traditionally considered normal. Imagine the effect of that on the world's biggest ever debt pile. For a better understanding of why an inverted yield curve is such a flag, this explanation as to why and why excuses of quantitative easing or COVID or war mean nothing to the bigger picture by Deutsche Bank economist Jim Reed is worth reading and understanding. See if you can spot or listen to the reference to buying gold. For me, I think about it very differently. I don't care why the curve inverts, as I think the transmission mechanism is through animal spirits. When a curve is steep, it should encourage entrepreneurial behaviour, as borrowing costs at the front end are low relative to potential returns. In an inverted curve environment, the rational investor, entrepreneur or business should be more risk averse and either place more money in safe assets at the front end or do less animal spirits enhancing long-term investments or economic activity. Sneaky mention there of safe assets, and we all know what they are, don't we? If you're after some more safe assets, jump over to anzbullion.com.au with gold, silver and platinum. After some crypto, jump over to anzwealth.com.au. And for our own crypto built and backed by real gold and silver, jump over to goldsilverstandard.com. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for more news.